This $6 million study, funded by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency 2 years ago, directs scientists to find out what the greatest threats are to the five Great Lakes. Researcher Gerald Niemi says Lake Michigan is one of the most affected.
Certainly Lake Michigan has a number of contaminants. There's some heavy industrial areas, and then we have also tremendous impacts on Lake Erie. There's a lot of agricultural development surrounding Lake Erie. So I think probably I would say Lake Michigan and Lake Erie are in probably poorer shape because of some of these impacts than some of the other systems, for example, Lake Huron or Lake Superior or even Lake Ontario.
Niemi says the biggest red flag so far is urban development along the shores of the Great Lakes.
Coastal regions are people love to live, and there's lots of tourism involved with that, and in addition to the beautiful scenery along the Great Lakes. So they're under quite a bit of pressure from both residential and urban-type development, commercial development. And we found that in many situations, when you remove the forests, for example, and remove the wetlands, then you have impacts and reduce populations of birds, amphibians, etc., those kinds of things.
Niemi says the best solution is to put aside some shoreland as parkland and natural areas. The University of Minnesota Sea Grant and nine other universities, including UW's at Superior, Green Bay, and Madison, are involved in this study, which will be completed in 2 more years. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.